Question number two. What would it mean if I were wrong? Many people are able to ask themselves if they're wrong, but few are able to go the extra step and admit what it would mean if they were wrong. That's because the potential meaning behind our wrongness is often painful. Not only does it call into question our values, but it forces us to consider what a different, contradictory value could potentially look and feel like. Aristotle wrote, "It is the mark of an educated mind to be able to entertain a thought without accepting it." Being able to look at and evaluate different values without necessarily adopting them is perhaps the central skill required in changing one's own life in a meaningful way. As for my friend's brother, his question to himself should be, "What would it mean if I were wrong about my sister's wedding?" Often, the answer to such a question is pretty straightforward and some form of, "I'm being a selfish/insecure/narcissistic asshole." If he is wrong and his sister's engagement is fine and healthy and happy, there's really no way to explain his own behavior other than through his own insecurities and fucked-up values. He assumes that he knows what's best for his sister and that she can't make major life decisions for herself. He assumes that he has the right and responsibility to make decisions for her. He is certain that he's right and everyone else must be wrong. Even once uncovered, whether in my friend's brother or in ourselves, that sort of entitlement is hard to admit. It hurts. That's why few people ask the difficult questions. But probing questions are necessary in order to get at the core problems that are motivating his and our dickish behavior. Question number three. Would being wrong create a better or a worse problem than my current problem for both myself and others? This is the litmus test for determining whether we've got some pretty solid values going on, or we're totally neurotic fuckwads taking our fucks out on everyone, including ourselves. The goal here is to look at which problem is better, because after all, as Disappointment Panda said, life's problems are endless. My friend's brother, what are his options? A.